Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier's Settlement, where history comes to play. Thank you, Napier's Settlement, for supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show for the last 3 years. Check out naperssettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. And did you know Napier's Settlement has Napier Nights coming up? Mark your calendars now, because Napier Nights is July 24th, Friday, July 24th, and Saturday, July 25th. The 24th, Fortunate Sons will be playing for your favorite songs from Creedence Clearwater Revival. And then Daryl Stumpner will be there. He's a Phil Collins cover band. He'll be there later in the evening. This is all Friday, July 24th at Napier's Settlement. And also Saturday, July 25th, Pink Floyd, backed by popular demand, will be performing a full night of Pink Floyd classics, including the album Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety, accompanied by a spectacular choreographed live show that will bring Pink Floyd's music to life. This is Friday and Saturday, July 24th and 25th, over at Napier's Settlement, the beautiful grounds of Napier's Settlement. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt, the owner, and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 for an oil change. Yes, you heard that right. Only $17.95 and $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Check out www.clarkscarcare.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first lesson is absolutely free. The show, aren't we? And I want to do a shout out to our good friends at Homebridge Financial. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaperilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NaperilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And Bricconi's, oh, my favorite Italian restaurant in Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. You will love Vilma and Bill over at Bricconi's, Bricconi's.com, or give them a call at 630-717-9530. That number again, 630-717-9530, Bricconi's. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Pull the chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
Whoa, Jake, you said that really loud today. Oops, I had the volume pretty high. Hey, everybody, thank you, and I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody, it's Dolly here. You've reached me. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show. You've got tuning in on WCKG 1530 AM. What's the good word? Hello to everybody on Tuiville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio in Chicago, and now 1010 News Talk. I want to welcome you all to the program. What's the good word, everybody? You know, on this show, I like to call it the good show. I mention this every week. I also call a nickname for my show, as I have a lot of nicknames for people. But this show is the good show because it airs every Thursday live from 1:30 until 2:30. We used to do the morning show, but things have changed now. 3 years later, 3 year anniversary this past March, and going strong. And we air every week, and then it rebroadcasts on all those programs and internet sites and WCKG 1530 AM throughout the weekend and all through the week. You can catch it every morning on 1010 News Talk, and they play it over and over again all morning long from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. So I'm just so honored that you guys, my listeners, tune in every week and listen in and want to find out more about the good things that are happening in the community and beyond. And it's a good show. That's what I like to call it, because I like to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do have two great guests coming on the show today. They'll be coming on to talk about my first guest, Carrie Kaplan. She is with the Lustgarten Foundation, and she's going to talk about, what is the Lustgarten Foundation? Well, this is the foundation that works to fight pancreatic cancer, to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. We're going to learn more about that, and they raise money and help with that battle. And the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're so thrilled to be a part of the fight against pancreatic cancer. We're going to join the Lustgarten Foundation later in July. Actually, it's July 24th at the Naperville Pavilion to raise money and fight pancreatic cancer. So I hope you'll join us. 100% of every dollar raised goes directly to research. The Dolly McCarthy Show, like I said, I'm just so thrilled to be a sponsor of this event. I've gone the last 2 years. It is a fantastic event. Hundreds of walkers. Together we can beat pancreatic cancer. And if you'd like to register for this, you can register now for the walk. It's July 24th. It's going to be a beautiful day, I guarantee it. Pancreatic cancer. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. PancreaticCancerResearchEvents.org. You could also call 866-789-1000. That number again is 866-789-1000. You know, it's become pretty common, all too common, I should say, and all too often we hear of people, you know, finding out they have pancreatic cancer way too late. Usually when you find out, it's too late, and it's a matter of months, really, not years, that these folks that have been stricken with this, that have to. So we're going to learn more about pancreatic cancer because Carrie Kaplan will be joining us shortly. We're going to learn this and find out, you know, get educated and find out how we can help in the battle as well. Okay, I have other announcements to make too, but I also want to point out a couple things to you all, my new listeners. I love to hear your good stories. People send me emails and messages on Facebook all the time with good news to share, and I love hearing that because we don't get enough of that in the news today. So I want to hear from you and spread the good word about the good things that are going on. If you have a charity event or a fundraiser that you're putting together for a neighbor, friend, a child who's battling, you know, a rare disease, please contact us at the Dolly McCarthy Show. You can email me directly, dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com. And I'd love to feature you on the show and help raise awareness and funds, ultimately, to help people. That's what it's all about, folks. This is why we're on this earth, to be there for each other, take care of each other, and help each other. And I hope that this show is just a small part of the puzzle of us all being there for each other. Hey, okay, speaking of there for each other, I got fun things for you in store. For veterans, if you're a veteran, you have benefits too. Receive free admission on Mondays at the Hollywood Palms. It's a cinema, bar, and eatery in Naperville. Yes, free admission on Mondays to all of our veterans. Definitely check out Hollywood Palms and Eatery in Naperville. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get a cocktail. I shouldn't say cocktail. It's a drink, beverage, non-alcoholic, sorry, on me, the Dolly McCarthy Show. So that's a treat for our veterans and a salute to our veterans, which we are so thrilled. We're going to be waving the flags this weekend. If you're listening to me on WCKG right now, we'll be waving the flags Sunday, July 3rd, July 4th. Well, actually, all weekend long. I am so excited. This is my favorite time of year. Yes, I love Christmas. That's a close second. But my absolute favorite holiday is the 4th of July because, you know, we get together with our families and we bring good food. And it's casual. There's no pressure. No one has to race out and get any last-minute gifts. No one has to clean anything because we're all outside. It's just simple, fun, and who doesn't love apple pie on the 4th of July? So I'm so looking forward to the 4th of July. Everybody, have a great weekend. Lots of great festivals going on. Be safe out there, and please watch out for our bikers, those riding motorcycles in the streets. Just want to remind you, they might see you, but you might not see them. They're being careful. Please be careful and on the lookout for our bikers on the road. A lot of bikers on the road this week. A lot of people traveling this weekend for the 4th of July holiday. What are you guys all doing? Let me know what's going on, what good things you're doing. And maybe tell me what good things you're making. Last weekend, or I should say last week, a week from today, I made, you might have seen it, a lot of people saw it on Facebook, I made homemade fried chicken and mashed potatoes and corn, and it was the hottest day ever. And why I decided to do that on the hottest day ever, I don't know. Just ask me another time. But it was so much fun. I didn't mind sweating in the kitchen. I felt like I was in the South, and I had this beautiful view outside my kitchen window of trees and bushes and flowers. And yeah, I'm in Park Ridge, kind of city living here, but you know, you got to appreciate the little things, right? Anyway, so tell me the good things you're making. I'm going to try and perfect my fried chicken again this weekend. I think I'm going to add a little bit more spice and seasoning to it. Okay, speaking of food, don't miss the Taste of Park Ridge. That's coming up, guys. Before you know it, I can't believe that we're already into July. Well, we're at the last day of June, so I shouldn't say that, but we're pretty much in there. What a fun June we had. Now we are into July. The Taste of Park Ridge is mid-July. Food fun and summer sun, July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Enjoy free entertainment, the Chamber Business Expo, children's attractions, and sensational senior programs. And don't forget the fabulous food. 25 Taste of Park Ridge food vendors offering a wide variety of delectable treats that will tease your taste buds. For further details, visit their website at tasteofparkridge.com. And I have to mention this, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Taste of Park Ridge. So if you go, I'll be there. Look for me. Send me a message on Facebook. I'd love to meet you. I love going out to these fests and meeting all kinds of listeners from all over the state and beyond. You know, we have listeners in Italy and hello, Italy. Ciao, Bellas. We have even listeners that I've heard from in Arizona, Wyoming, so it's pretty cool. But most of the people are from the Chicagoland area, but it's really nice that other people tune in. A lot of people from outside the state that listen tell me they listen because they want a taste of Chicago. I guess I got a Chicago accent. I do? All right. Well, listen, we're going to go to our first guest. Our first guest is with the Lustgarten Foundation. It's Carrie Kaplan, and she's going to talk to us, as I mentioned early on in the show. We're going to talk about the Pancreatic Cancer Walk that's happening July 24th in Naperville, which the Dolly McCarthy Show is proud, very proud to sponsor and be a part of. And I'm going to get her right in line. Hey, Carrie, are you there?
Hi. Hi, I'm here. Thanks so much for inviting me, for having me, and for sponsoring our walk and for helping us promote it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for, I know you're super busy, Carrie, over there at the Lustgarten Foundation, so I appreciate you carving out some time to talk to us today. So again, we are supporting the Lustgarten Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. This is July 24th, folks. Put it on your calendars. And if you can, go to the website and register now. It's at the Naperville Pavilion, the Naperville Riverwalk, which is just beautiful. I can't think of a better place other than the Chicago Lakefront for a walk to raise funds and awareness and help us beat pancreatic cancer. So, Carrie, tell us a little bit more about what is the Lustgarten Foundation? The Lustgartens, is that a last name of someone who started the foundation? Can you give us a little history background?
Yes, it's I know it's a lot to say, but we are actually have been in existence for 18 years, and we're so well known as the Lustgarten Foundation. We were started by Mark Lustgarten, who was a vice chairman and senior executive at Cablevision. Cablevision no longer exists, but at the time, Mark Lustgarten and the Dolans from Cablevision started the Lustgarten Foundation. Very little was being done for pancreatic cancer. There was maybe less than 15 researchers in the country working on this disease. And the Lustgarten Foundation was created to change those facts. And actually today, we are the nation's largest private supporter of pancreatic cancer research. We've invested almost $125 million into pancreatic cancer research, which is so important because it will soon be it will soon be the third deadliest killer in the country. It has only an 8% survival rate. And that's because it's just been for too long an orphan cancer. And, you know, the Lustgarten Foundation was created to put this disease on the map, to help patients, and to change the odds for patients fighting pancreatic cancer.
Speaking of that, I mean, well, first of all, everything you said sounds fantastic. I couldn't get over the fact that the foundation was started 18 years ago, and at that time, only 15 researchers for pancreatic cancer. That's just unbelievable when you think about, that's just a short time ago. 15 years ago is not that long ago. And how far how many researchers would you say there are now? And speaking of, you mentioned the odds. What are the numbers now?
So we now have more than 1,000 researchers working on pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
At the time the foundation was starting, the NCI was supporting less than half of 1% of their budget on pancreatic cancer research. We've helped move that needle a little bit. They're spending about 2%, but that's still such a low number, which is why private foundations and private support is so important. One of the problems with pancreatic cancer is that most of the time, by the time it's detected, it is already found in stage 4, where it's metastasized outside the pancreas, and it's too late to do surgery and potentially save someone's life. So the Lustgarten Foundation is actively supporting research in earlier detection in a blood test so people can go to the doctor and have a routine test like they do now for a PSA test for prostate cancer so that we can, you know, increase the statistics. It's gone since when the foundation was first started. The survival rate was maybe 4%. So it has gone up. It's gone up to 8%, but that's still such a tiny number. I mean, we have to help more patients. We have to support more research. You know, research
why did
is the
you even
best
go up
way.
That? Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, it went from 4 to 8%. What do we credit that extra 4%?
Well, we have had some new. We actually, the foundation has been instrumental in supporting a new standard of care for pancreatic cancer. There are new drugs that are being used. When Mark Lustgarten was diagnosed, there was a single agent gemcitabine that was very ineffective. Now we have different kinds of chemotherapy that are extending lives. And so, you know, we are able to help some patients really live longer. But things like, you know, but events like the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk just help us raise the funds to support research so we can really change the odds and make a difference in patients with pancreatic cancer. So we really need everybody to visit www.lustgarten.org. That's LUSTGARTEN.org. And sign up for the Naperville Walk on July 24th. It's a great day. It'll hopefully be a beautiful, sunny day.
Well, it will be, that's for sure.
For sure.
Speaking
you can walk.
Of the people that, and speaking of, and it'll be a beautiful day. Not to interrupt you, I'm sorry. You know, Carrie, we want to do a shout out to Ann Zediker over in Naperville, who's organized this walk, I think, since its beginning. I think this is like her third year. Doing this.
Yeah, she's
and
she's
it's already grown
fabulous.
Tremendously.
She you know, we
is.
Could
and
not.
I know she has.
Mm-hmm. We could not do this without our fabulous volunteers, and Anne is one of them. You know, when the way these walks start is when somebody calls and says, "I really want to take on a big challenge. I want to do a big event in my neighborhood," and that's what Anne did. And
Anne
will
an
be visited by Southpaw that day. We want to make sure we give a shout out
to
Southpaw. Yes.
Okay. Southpaw is a mascot for the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox. Well, that's great. Do we have anybody representing the Cubs?
not yet.
You know, Anne is a dear friend of mine, and she's a Northwest Cider like me. I have to check with her and see what happened there. I'm kidding. No, so we love that. Any entertainment or celebrities like Southpaw are welcome to come visit. And all the more reason for you all to come and sign up and bring your kids, your neighbors, your friends. You know, make it a big family affair. Get the whole neighborhood involved. Okay, so Carrie, let's back up just a little bit. Now, we talked a little bit about detection and early detection. Is there any way to recognize these early symptoms of pancreatic cancer? Or,
well,
I should ask you too: are some people more prone to it? Is it hereditary? I mean, what is it that have they found any kind of common link?
So there is a hereditary factor. There are about 10 to 15 people that have this in their family. And, you know, if you have a family member, but certainly if you have more than one family member with pancreatic cancer, you must be in a screening program. And that's the best way to detect it early. If you're in a screening program because you have some high risk, then you will get an MRI or an endoscopic ultrasound every 6 months, and you may find the tumor when it's very small and contained in the pancreas and can be removed. But also, smoking is a risk factor for pancreatic cancer. So if you've been a smoker all your life, you know, you may want to think about an MRI.
Yeah.
People don't realize that. But we have made strides in identifying some of the genes that have caused this. People don't realize that the BRCA genes, which are everybody seems to know is a risk factor for breast cancer and ovarian cancer, that's not as prevalent, but a small risk factor for pancreatic cancer. So if you know that the BRCA genes are in your family, again, you want to make sure that your doctor is also testing you and screening you for pancreatic cancer. The problem is the signs and the symptoms are often symptoms that are very generic. So stomach pain, back pain, fatigue, weight loss. A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, I always wanted to lose a few pounds. But if you're not trying to lose weight, you've suddenly lost a lot of weight, you know, that's a sign. And really the one sign that does seem to send people to the doctor, but sometimes they wait a few days, is jaundice. They say, I feel like I looked a little yellow, but I wasn't sure. Well, believe me, if you look yellow and someone tells you, you immediately go to the doctor. That's definitely one of the signs. And, you know, if you have any kind of these family history, if you've had a family history with members of with pancreatic cancer or with the BRCA mutations, make sure you let your doctor know, because you can be tested And, you know, if you do find it early, you know, that's the best way to be cured.
Mm-hmm. And how, and for those that are lucky enough to find it early, how does that usually happen? Are they just by chance at the doctor's office, or
chance? But, you know, I just the other day, a young 44-year-old woman was jaundiced. That's what sent her to the doctor, and luckily they found it when it was small and it was still in her pancreas. So once in a while you know, someone does get lucky, but a lot of times it is really more because they've been proactive, because they had this family history, or, you know, they were a smoker or something like that. And sometimes we are working on, unbelievably, 500,000 people in the country have pancreatic cysts. The same way a lot of people have colon polyps and they have a colonoscopy and the colon polyps are fine. Many of those pancreatic cancer cysts are fine. But we are starting to develop a test to be able to distinguish which cysts are going to be benign and which cysts are pre-cancer that are going to turn into cancer. So I think we'll start really looking at people and their cysts and testing them for that more regularly than we have been before. You know, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the field. Everybody knows that we're testing immunotherapy for all kinds of cancers, including pancreatic cancer. And, you know, we're working on early detection, but it's never going to be where everybody's detected early. So we're really working on better treatments like immunotherapy and more effective drugs. So it is an exciting time. And I just want to say again, you know, visit www.lustgarten.org to sign up. And the date is July 24th. We need you all to come out. Come by yourself. Come with a team. Come with your friends. Come with your coworkers. It's a really great day. People, the walks are very inspirational. You know, we do more than 30 of them around the country, and people love them.
They sure are very inspirational, and it's a great way to even remember loved ones that have passed. I mean, I know someone near and dear to me that had passed because of that. And, you know, these walks, you know, spark conversation, and you're meeting people, and you just never know. Carrie Kaplan has been talking to us from the Lustgarten Foundation about the pancreatic cancer walk that's going to be taking place probably all over the country, but closest one to us is in Naperville, just about 60 miles outside of Chicago in the suburb of Naperville. This is going to be July 24th. And let's just quickly review for people that are tuning in or maybe, you know, want to hear it again. Symptoms. You know, if you're experiencing, Ms. Kaplan had mentioned, unexplained weight loss, not saying this is pancreatic cancer, but these might be symptoms that might be part of a sign or a symptom of pancreatic cancer. So you should reach out to your doctor and get checked out. Some of the other things you mentioned were loss of appetite and
fatigue, jaundice, weight loss, stomach pains. And again, it's not if you have a stomach ache, don't be crazy. But if you have stomach pains that do not go away for weeks, something is wrong. Go to your doctor. You know, the worst thing is not to go to your doctor when you're not feeling well. Jaundice, we talked about, you know. So,
are there any risk factors here, Ms. Kaplan? Are there any risk factors?
There is a higher prevalence in African Americans and Ashkenazi Jews for some, you know, genetic reasons, and people that have
and you did mention smoking.
Smoking is definitely a risk factor. People don't realize, they think it's just lung cancer, but there's actually several cancers, including pancreatic cancer. Definitely, you know, we've been told stay away from the high-fat foods, obesity, you know, things that are risk factors for many diseases, also for pancreatic cancer. If you get late onset diabetes. That is a risk factor. Of course, that doesn't mean that everybody that's diabetic will get pancreatic cancer, but you know, one or more of these things, you know, a family history and then, you know, one family member and then late onset diabetes, just please make sure you tell your doctor when you visit your doctor.
Yeah, especially since pancreatic cancer is something that it's difficult to detect early. And when you find it, it's already at stage four and the symptoms are sometimes not even existent. It's the third deadliest cancer. With the Lust Garden Foundation. Carrie, you're the executive director over there, am I right?
I'm actually now the president and CEO of the Lust Garden Foundation.
Okay.
We are headquartered.
Okay, pretty close now.
I just got that title change. We're headquartered in New York in Bethpage, Long Island. And but we're really so happy to have our supporters in Illinois and in Chicago and Naperville and across the country. The pancreatic cancer research walks are really ways for people to get involved around the country. And I would really encourage your listeners to visit our website, lustgarten.org, and see what else might be going on in your neighborhood, or maybe there's a walk for a family member in another part of the country. But for all of you that are close to Naperville, you know, come out to the Naperville Pavilion on July 24th. The walk starts at 9 a.m. Registration starts at 8 a.m. You'll see, you know, Southpaw there. And it's a great family day. It's handicap and stroller accessible. Dogs are permitted in the park on a leash. And it's just a really nice way to really celebrate those fighting the disease and commemorate those lost to pancreatic cancer.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Carrie Kaplan, president of the Lust Garden Foundation, really appreciate your time and for educating us big time on pancreatic cancer. A lot of great information we got from you today. And we'll hope to see you all on July 24th out in Naperville. Keep up the good work.
And thank you so much for having me on the show and for promoting this and for being part of it. You know, people, we talked about Anne and people like you. We would never be here without our great supporters. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thanks again for your time.
Okay.
Take care now.
Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, it might be a little dust on the bottom. Was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over real close and we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Dust, it might be a little dust on the bottom. We'll be right back. love. Listen, one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom. Listen, one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
I just love that song. David Lee Murphy, look at a little country and got a little country, just a little bit of country before my next interview. Pretty soon we're going to be talking with Dave Igloe. He is with the Taste of Park Ridge. He's going to give us the lowdown on all the vendors and the good food and all the fun stuff that the kids can look forward to, the attractions, all at the Taste of Park Ridge. While waiting for him, he's going to call into the show. I want to do a shout out to Country Thunder. The Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be covering Country Thunder once again this year. We're going to be going out there, setting up interviews with artists that are out there. I'm hoping to talk to Eric Church. Y'all love Eric Church. He's one of our favorite country singers. He'll be there at Country Thunder, and we hope to talk to him. So that is later in July. In fact, it's the July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th weekend. So tune in for more on all of the interviews and information I'm going to be sending to you from Country Thunder in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. That's for sure. Okay, my next guest, I'm thrilled to have him on the show. He is one of the co-creators and founders of the Taste of Park Ridge. Dave Igloe is on the line. Dave, are you there?
I am there, absolutely.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for calling into the show today. I'm so glad we could talk to you about this great event happening in the Chicagoland area and in beautiful Park Ridge, which is the suburb right outside Chicago. It's the Taste of Park Ridge. This is happening July 14th, 15th, and 16th, folks. We know the 4th of July is this weekend, and there's lots of festivities. But guess what? Then you have two weeks to rest before the Taste of Park Ridge. Actually, it's a really easy fest. I went last year and really had a great time. I felt like I tackled the fest. I was able to do everything there. It's nice enough, nice, not too small, not too big. You can hit as many vendors. I think there's going to be 14 vendors there. 14,
24,
maybe more than that.
24,
oh,
but who's counting?
24, something for everybody.
Yes,
there. That's for sure. Oh yeah. We had burgers, we had corn on the cob, fresh roasted corn, pizza from Panino's. Why don't I shut up? You tell us, who are these vendors that are going to be there this year?
Well, I can name them all, but, you know, the easy thing to do is to go to the website at tasteofparkridge.com. And it's a really mobile phone-friendly website. It was created by one of our committee member sons, who was really good at this. So, but you know, just to give you some of the highlights, and we've added three this year. We tend to have the same ones every year because they're so good. But we've added Alex's Deli, which is a Polish deli, and they're going to be serving Polish sausage, potato pancakes, pierogies, grilled pork ribs, hocks, and kishki, and a few other things. So we're excited about
that.
Oh, that
sounds great. What a huge offering
And that's not everything. But, you know, and so we've got a couple more. One of the other new ones, which we're really equally excited about, is Cafe Orchid, which is in the Village Green Shopping Center. They've had a location for many years in Lakeview. They are in the middle of building yet another one around Wrigleyville, and they specialize in Turkish food. So that will bring another dimension to our little taste, and they'll be serving things like chicken kebab, falafel, Turkish pizza, as they call it. It's called lamakun, you know, marinated chicken thighs, and a whole bunch of other new entries to the palates of taste of Park Ridgeians that should delight the festgoers, we hope. And the third one we have is Cucina Biagio, which is actually located in Norwich. And it's a very well-known Italian restaurant, been there for many, many, many years. They're going to be serving penne pasta with tomato basil, fresh mozzarella, and a wonderful mouth-watering mini meatball sandwich that will have people
sounds good.
Very excited. So,
yeah, that sounds really good.
We have
a lot of variety there.
That
I see you have Mexican,
hey,
Caramba. And you even have an Indian restaurant coming.
We do, and
yeah,
they've been with us
for a few
Cartridge.
Years.
Well, actually, the restaurant itself is not. This restaurant is actually, it's called the Himalayan, and it's actually located in Niles, but it's close. And they've been around for another, they've been with us. This is, I think, their third or fourth year with us. But most of the restaurants are Park Ridge restaurants. There's a few that are not. Boston Fish Market out of Des Plaines is wonderful. They actually supply a lot of the better seafood restaurants throughout the Chicagoland area. Many of your better seafood restaurants use them. And they are an amazing place, and people will be just impressed when they try their famous smoked king salmon and their cocktail shrimp. They have calamari kebabs. It's very impressive. And, you know, one of the things that we're famous for, Dolly, is the variety that we have. It's not like where you have three pizza places, although we might have three, but they'll all be doing different things. but, you know, we have, but we make sure that there's a variety, and we're very strict about only having three restaurants serving the same kind of food. So
I love
it's,
that. This is you. The taste of Park Ridge is very unique in that because I've gone to a lot of tastes. Not knocking anybody, but and I love going to the Taste of Melrose Park because you get all the Italians out there, and I honor my heritage going there. But this is really nice because you really have a little bit of everything here. And if you've never tried Indian food, hello, I only tried Indian food about 5 years ago. And my girlfriend took me there for my birthday. I turned, actually it was a little older than 5 years. I should say 7 years. I was turning 40. And I said, here I go. I've got to go on some adventures. I'm an old lady now. So I've got to start checking off my bucket list. And we went to an Indian restaurant. And I tried it. And it's amazing food. And if you've never tried it, but if you're afraid to go into an Indian restaurant, go to the Taste of Park Ridge and try the Indian food. And you guys have, you know, a lot of these vendors coming in have more than just one item. There's a long list of things that they're bringing. You've got a wine style shop coming in.
Well, yeah, they're located in Park Ridge. They've been with us in the Taste for a number of years, probably 10. And although they changed management a couple of years ago, but last year they did very, very well. And they're, you know, they have full service wine and, you know, we don't serve a lot of alcohol. We limited ourselves a number of years ago to only X number of percent, just because we didn't want to be known as a drink fest. We wanted to be a family fest, and that's why we have the Family Fun Zone on Saturday, which is basically across the area, the way in Hodges Park, and we'll have bouncy rides and train rides and face painting and a number of things for the kids. And we really try to push that whole concept of a family-oriented fest. And that's what it is.
Family.
But there will
yeah.
be certainly.
And you also have great entertainment. See, I'm looking at your
do.
Entertainment lineup. Great entertainment. You've got Seventh Heaven coming in again.
Seventh Heaven for
pretty much.
They have come at. This is probably the seventh year. I don't know off the top of my head, but yes, they're headlining.
Everybody,
on Friday
it's Chicagoland's favorite band. Yeah. Oh, right.
They certainly are one of them, and we're very proud to have them back. And they always bring a huge crowd. They do, you know, some original material. They're best known for their famous. Their signature 30 songs in 30 minutes. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They do like a medley.
Yes, they do.
And, yes.
And they'll be out Friday night at 9 o'clock at the Taste. So we're talking to Dave Iglow from the Taste of Park Ridge. Dave, you started this fest. Don't let me forget to talk about Senior Day, too. You started this fest how many years ago with your good friend, with a good friend of
Dean
yours?
Dean Petrus.
Is that right?
Dean Petrus and I, yes, Dean Petrus and I began this fest in the year 2000. It actually had a little bit of history prior to that. Dean had worked with the Uptown Business Association. I'm a past president of that. But at that time, it was a wonderful lady by the name of Barbara Scheringhausen who, along with him and some other people, started this basically in back of the Pickwick Theater. Dean had owned a restaurant called Giappo's, which was on the other side in the shopping center that's over there, which name at the very moment I can't remember, but it's been there for many years. That's where there's a Starbucks, and Dean had a restaurant called Giappo's in there. So he started this fest, a little fest called the Taste of Uptown. I had been the president of the chamber, and the following year I was named we started a retail committee, and I was the chairman. And I decided that I wanted to put this taste on Prospect Avenue, and everybody said you couldn't, and Dean and I went to see the then city manager and convinced him that we should, and we did in the summer of 2000, 16 years ago. We put on the very first Taste of Park Ridge, where we had about 10 or 12 vendors, and it's grown. The problem we have right now is that we can only max out at 24 vendors. We are landlocked, and there's no real easy way to get more than that. So that's why we tend to sell it out every year pretty easily, and we have no other way of doing it. But we've been running it ever since. The chamber ran it for 3 years. They had a management company come in for a couple of years, but then 2005, the mayor of Park Ridge, whose name is Howard Freimark, asked me if I could revive it because the chamber wasn't able to do it that year. And so I put together a committee. First person I asked was Dean Petrus. And we got some other people involved, and those people have rotated. But through it all, Dean Petrus and I have been running this for the last 11 years. And, unfortunately, passed away last
week. And good old Dean Petrus. Yes, just so unfortunate, so sad to hear of the passing of Dean just last week, weeks before the fest that he's worked for over 16 years so hard on. And even recently, I talked to him last month. He's such a kind, pleasant, nice person to talk to. I always tell my kids, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that was what Dean was.
That's good.
So,
that's very good.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't something that I invented. I heard it somewhere many, many years ago, and it's always stuck with me. But Dean was that kind of a person, and, you know, there's very few people like him in this community. I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of people like him, but there's few that do stand out, and he was one of them. And we got to thank Dean and Dave, yourself, for all the years you've put into creating this great fest in the community. And I love it. It's not too big. I think it's perfect the way it is. Sometimes people think bigger is better, but, you know, it really does serve its purpose. You get a taste of all kinds of restaurants over about 24. That's what Dave tells me. I said 14. I was wrong. 24 restaurants, and these are not just a bunch of Italian restaurants. There's quite a variety here, folks. If you're just tuning in now, I'm talking to Dave Iglow, who is the founder, creator, and the head honcho of that Taste of Park Ridge. It's a great little fest, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Come out and try 24 different food vendors. You've got kids attractions. Dave, you said there's a bounce house. Are there free kitty rides and bounces and face painting and all kinds of fun things for the kids? And you even have like a teen zone, right? A music DJ?
We will be doing that on Saturday night, actually, in Hodges Park for the first time. There's going to be like a teen,
nice.
A DJ, and there will be bands playing. And even, you know, like during the day, we have the Park District of Park Ridge is wonderful, and one of their staff people is on our committee, and she does a marvelous job. Her name is Mary Bart. She's wonderful, and she coordinates a lot of events that go on during the Taste during the day. For example, on a Saturday in the Family Fun Zone, there's a DJ all day during the day, which she coordinates. And like I said, there's kiddie rides and bouncies. There's face painting and an art art project. That's actually done by the Brickton Art Center. That's going to be done on Saturday in Hodges Park from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But even during Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon, she has some dance people that are doing some performing and a puppet show. There's a Wildwood Nature Center puppet show from 1 to 1:30 on July 14th on the Thursday. That'll be at the Taste. There's just a lot happening. And, you know, we really,
you
as I say, try to keep
performing,
it.
I hear. You have a local priest performing? Is that right?
Yes,
did I hear correctly
yes, we
about
do.
This Father Kowalski over at St. Paul of the Cross?
Father Matthew Kowalski
That's
from
great.
St. Paul of the Cross performed last year. I've likened it in things that I've, you know, releases that I've written to like an old-fashioned 60s hootenanny where they do like the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., and other tunes like that, and they're really, really good, and they have agreed to come back for an encore performance this year. And we're very excited to have them. They brought a lot of people, a lot of energy, and a lot of musical ability to the fest last year, and we're looking forward to the same this year.
Oh, that sounds fun. I just was looking on the calendar here. That would be Saturday, July 16th at 1 o'clock to 1:45 with Father Kowalski. He's doing an acoustic soul generation. Let's talk about program Sensational Senior Program. What's going on for the seniors at the Taste?
Well, we have a program that we do every year on Friday. We call it Senior Day. And it's going to be there's going to be a senior movie at the Pickwick Theater. Is going to be My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. That is going to be from 10 to 11:30. It's a free movie, and you know, anybody can attend. But we do it for
can
seniors.
I go? I'm not a senior yet.
You,
a couple more years.
You certainly are welcome to come. We'd love to see you.
I
there.
Haven't seen that second one.
Well, this is your opportunity, Dolly, and if you see our friend Dino Blahakis and Dave Loomis, owners and operators of the fabulous Pickwick Theater, you will be treated royally. That I can promise you, and
oh,
anybody
so nice
that comes. Yeah,
that's
wonderful,
really
wonderful
nice
guys.
Pickwick is opening up for that. Yeah, but
that's,
then other exciting,
do
a senior bingo. Do you have to be a senior to play the bingo? Is it a bingo tournament from 1 to 3 on
that's
Friday?
Oh. And that is actually coordinated by Maine Township. We should give them that credit, Maine Township, the Maine Township. And you do not have to be a senior. Anybody can come. So anybody's welcome, and they do it every year.
I love it. It sounds great.
Yeah. And Saturday morning, by the way, we should mention that among the other family-friendly events, there is a movie for the kids at the Pickwick Theater at 10 a.m. That's going to be, what movie is that going to be? Well, it'll be a fabulous movie. I think it's going to be the Lego movie, but I'm not positive of that. But,
that's another
you know,
movie
it's in
I
our press releases.
Seen. I'm going to be hanging. I looked. I just found it. Saturday, Family Fun Day, 10 o'clock. Minions.
Oh, Minions. That's right. It's Minions. We talked about Lego.
I don't think I've seen that one.
They thought
I take that back. I did see half of it.
Well, anyway, but in that spot,
that's
by
a great movie.
Bank, we might want to mention.
Parkway Bank is still around. I remember Parkway Bank over there on Harlem when I was a kid.
Still there?
Growing up. My girlfriend worked at Parkway Bank. 24
branches these days. Well, you see,
now
they're in fact
now.
They even have
wow.
They do. They have branches even in Arizona. The hits keep
wow.
on coming.
Parkway
yes,
Bank. Well, thanks, Parkway Bank. Let's talk about some of the other sponsors that are supporting the Taste of Park Ridge. Couldn't do it without those VIP sponsors. Lutheran General Hospital.
Absolutely. They do a wonderful job, and they're very supportive of the Taste. They have been for many years. Advocate Lutheran General Hospital, as well as Advocate Children's Hospital. You know, they're kind of hand-in-hand with that. The Breedemans family of dealerships are amazing. It's the Breedeman main stage, by the way, that all these wonderful musical acts will be, on which all these musical acts will be performing. And they're always very supportive of the Taste. They love the Taste. And we lost Joe Breedeman a couple of years ago, but the rest of the family carries on, and they usually are in attendance at some point like their other, and they just do a great job, and not only in Park Ridge, but in all the towns that they're in, including Glenview. You know, they're a very strong presence in the community, and they're very supportive of the, you know, the major events that happen in town, and the Taste of Park Ridge, we're happy to say, is one of those major events. We have a couple
have so
of new sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, this year we're very delighted to be adding a couple of them. One is the Formula Fitness Center, which is still being built on Tui Avenue, the old Napleton location in Park Ridge, and they're a world class fitness center, and they are sponsoring us in a very favorable way, and we really appreciate it. We hope everybody will attend them when they open, and that is going to be they're expected to open this fall, and I believe it's October-ish. We don't know; they don't know exactly, but you know. We're very excited about it. It looks amazing.
Yeah,
it
looks amazing.
And
Neil, you know, it's
really
important to check out these. Oh, yes?
Go ahead.
And who?
Go ahead.
Neil.
Neil Sala's State Farm Insurance Agent.
Yes.
He is another big sponsor
say,
that stuff.
Dave, you know, these people are so important, these sponsors, to keep these events like the Taste of Park Ridge going every year. And for these sponsors, really. And without all of your support, really, it wouldn't be possible. You know, there's a lot of expenses that go in. You know, you've got the rentals, the tent rentals. You've got police, extra patrols there, and you know, just on and on. And these sponsors really, really help. Thanks to the Park Ridge Park District for helping out too. Park Ridge Chamber of Commerce, Park Ridge Youth Commission, Maine Township, Illinois, and on and on and on. Go to their website and check it out. Park Ridge Psychological Services, BMO Harris Bank, Parkway Bank, we mentioned them, Christopher Burke with CV, Sprout Pediatric. I want to try to hit them all, Dave. We don't want to miss anybody. Classic Party Rentals, we got it all here in front of us. And Maine Community Youth Assistance Foundation. They're so important to keep events like this going, to build community, and we really appreciate you supporting. So go to the website, check out Taste of Park Ridge. It's tasteofparkridge.com, right? Very simple.
Absolutely. And if I could also mention Evan and Martha Olson, we wrote a little piece in the paper on them. Evan Olson grew up in Park Ridge. He lives in Redondo Beach, California. This was so important to him, this event, that he sent us a letter saying he would like to help support it. And he is a major sponsor, he and Martha. And hopefully they're going to be joining us on stage when we have our opening ceremony. And Pete Silvestri, who is a Cook County Commissioner, is a former mayor of Elmwood Park, and State Rep Michael McAuliffe have been longtime supporters of ours, and we appreciate them. And I would also like to mention State Senatorial candidate Mel Fillins, who is going to be sponsoring our Family Fun Zone in Hodges Park. So we'd like everybody
Fantastic.
To know that, Mel.
Wow.
And Groot.
Dave, I think we got them all. We're almost out of time.
Okay.
Did you have one
I
more?
I want to make sure
did
that
you have one more?
I think
well, you know, and if we missed anybody, we're just going to direct people to that website. Check out the sponsors and try to support them, everybody. This is Dave Iglow. He is the founder, one of the co-founders of the Taste of Park Ridge. Dave, thanks for everything you're doing. We're looking forward to the Taste, July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Come on out. Check out tasteofparkridge.com for more information. Thanks so much, Dave, for coming on the show today. Have a great time
at
the Taste.
Thank you so much,
Sally.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So now it's time to end the show, guys, on a good note. You know I always tell you this. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And tune in next week. I can't wait to tell you who's going to be on the show next week. It is Ann Zediker from the Lustgarten Foundation, the volunteer who put together the walk, the big walk that's happening later in July. She'll be here, and we'll have another surprise guest tune in next week. Love to hear your comments about the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.